This recording, Colorado 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Denver at Presbyterian Hospital, which was at the time not Press St. Luke's, but it was Presbyterian. And it was on 18th and about Gaylord, something like that. And I was born in 1928. And my sisters, I have 2 sisters, one older, one younger. We were all born at the same hospital. And I grew up in Park Hill, and I went to Stedman Elementary School and Smiley Junior High School and East Denver High School. I then went to the University of Denver, and I majored in theater because I didn't have any other idea what I could possibly do, so I majored in theater. And it has proved to be a good omen for me. And I was married at age 20 to the boy next door, practically. And I have 3 children who are older than I ever thought they'd be. I must say that some of my best experiences theatrically were at the Bontes Theater on East Colfax, where I was a resident director for 17 years. And when that theater closed, I had to find more work. Actually, I have worked out of town a bit, but and I have directed in many other cities. But Denver is home, and it will always be home. I love Colorado. I love the mountains. I love everything about Denver. I think the climate is superb, and we're lucky enough to have 4 seasons here. Well, maybe 3. I don't think we have much spring, but we have have a winter and we have summer and we have a gorgeous fall. So I think that Denver is the best city in the world to live in, and I can't imagine being any happier anywhere else.